Okay, girl, buckle up because today's tea is scorching. I've got celebrity drama, shocking reveals, and some mess that you are not ready for. I'm Tasha, and this is The Tea with Tasha. Let's dive in. Right, so first up, we need to talk about Jamie Lee Curtis, because this woman just served us some real truth, and I am living for it. Girl, the Halloween queen herself just went off about Hollywood fakery on Michelle Obama's podcast, and pause. The things she said have got me thinking about everything differently. So Jamie Lee, our Scream Queen goddess, sat down and basically said, Hollywood is fake as hell, which, shocking, I know. But she got personal about it. She opened up about how plastic surgery made her feel fraudulent, and can I just say, the audacity of this industry to make a literal icon feel fake. This woman is 67 years old and absolutely stunning, but she's talking about how the pressure in Hollywood had her questioning herself. Now listen, I love that she's being honest about this because, pause. How many times have we seen celebrities pretend they woke up looking like that? Not them acting like genetics alone gave them those cheekbones. Jamie Lee is basically saying, nah girl, I did things, I felt weird about it, and I'm telling y'all the truth. The transparency. I'm screaming. What gets me is that she used the word fraudulent. Like, imagine being Jamie Lee Curtis, Jamie Lee Curtis, and feeling like you're not authentic enough. If that doesn't tell you how messed up Hollywood beauty standards are, I don't know what does. She's out here being vulnerable about something so many people in the industry won't even acknowledge, and for that alone, she deserves flowers. Okay, so moving on to some absolutely heartbreaking news that honestly has me shook. We lost a Drag Race contestant, and I need to talk about this because, pause. This one hits different. Missua, who was competing on the current season, has passed away suddenly, and it's just, girl, I don't even have words. The production company had to completely shut down filming because everyone is just devastated. They put out this statement talking about how they're supporting the cast and crew through this incredibly difficult time, and you can just feel the love and pain in those words. What gets me about drag culture is how much of a family it really is. These queens, they look out for each other, they lift each other up, and when something like this happens, it affects the whole community. Not me crying thinking about how the other contestants must be feeling right now. You go into this competition thinking about challenges and runways, and then life just reminds you what actually matters. I don't want to speculate about what happened because that's not what we do here. But I will say that mental health in the entertainment industry is something we need to keep talking about. These performers give us so much joy and entertainment, and sometimes we forget they're human beings dealing with real struggles behind all that glitter and glamour. Sending all the love to Missua's family, friends, and the entire Drag Race family. That community has given us so much culture and joy, and losing someone like this, it's just heartbreaking. Right, so let me switch gears here because we need to talk about something that's got me absolutely fascinated. Have y'all been watching K-pop Demon Hunters on Netflix? Because apparently, the cast is done hiding their faces, and, girl, the secrets are coming out! Okay, so for context, this animated show has been absolutely everywhere. It's about this K-pop group called Hunter X, who are also demon hunters, which honestly sounds like something I would have written in my diary when I was 13, but somehow Netflix made it work, and it's a whole phenomenon. Now the thing is, the actors who voice these characters haven't been showing their faces, which created all this mystery and speculation. But apparently they're ready to reveal themselves and pause. I am here for this marketing strategy, the mystery, the intrigue, not them having us all guessing who's behind these characters. What I love about this is how it's blending K-pop culture with supernatural elements and somehow making it work. Like, only in 2024 could we have demon-hunting boy bands, and everyone's just like, yeah, this makes sense. The cultural impact of K-pop is just, it's everywhere now, and I'm not mad about it. I'm definitely going to have to binge this show now, because apparently I've been missing out on some quality content. If you've watched it, let me know what you think, because I need to know if this lives up to the hype. And finally, we need to address some Potter drama, because John Lithgow is about to be our new Dumbledore, and he's already stirring the cauldron, if you know what I mean. So Lithgow is taking on the role of Albus Dumbledore in the new Harry Potter TV reboot, which, can we talk about how they're rebooting everything these days, but that's another conversation. Anyway, he's come out defending J.K. Rowling, sort of, saying her trans views have been twisted and misrepresented. Now, pause. This is messy territory, girl. Because on one hand, he's saying he disagrees with much of what she's said, but on the other hand, he's saying the reaction hasn't been accurate. It's like he's trying to thread this needle, and I don't know if anyone can do that successfully at this point. The thing is, when you take on a role in the Potter universe now, you're automatically walking into this conversation. Like, there's no way around it. Every actor who signs up for Potter content knows they're going to get asked about this, and they have to decide how they want to handle it. What's interesting is that he's trying to separate the art from the artist while also acknowledging the controversy. It's like, pause. He wants to honor the world that fans love while also being realistic about the complicated feelings people have about the creator. I'll be honest with you, this whole situation has been difficult to navigate as someone who grew up loving these books and movies. The Potter universe means so much to so many people, and it's hard when something you love becomes connected to views that hurt people you care about. But here's what I think, and this is just my opinion. When you're taking on beloved characters like Dumbledore, you have a responsibility to the fans and to the communities that might be affected by these discussions. How you handle that responsibility says a lot about who you are as a person. The audacity of Hollywood to keep putting actors in these impossible positions, though. Like, can't we just cast people and let them act without having to become political commentators? Girl, this reboot better be good because they're asking us to invest in this whole universe again, and after all this drama, it needs to be worth it. I'm cautiously optimistic, but my expectations are measured. And that is all the tea I'm spilling today. We covered some real emotional stuff today, from Jamie Lee Curtis keeping it real about Hollywood pressure to the heartbreaking loss in the Drag Race family. We also got into some lighter territory with demon-hunting K-pop stars and some complicated Potter drama. Make sure you come back tomorrow because you know there's always more drama brewing in Hollywood. These celebrities cannot help themselves. They're always giving us something to talk about. I'm Tasha, and remember, the tea is always hot on this podcast. Take care of yourselves out there, and bye, girl.